What in God's name is that from Thorin?
Did you know, you should by now, you can get 10% off all Gamersupps products using the code Thorin, Thorin, at gamersupps.gg. Get some lovely savings on some wonderful energy drinks. Support me and give yourself a great energy formula. It's keto-friendly, lovely flavours. Maybe check out, actually, of the AFK blend, they have a really nice new one called After Hours. It's really delicious. I've been enjoying this one called, like, Crimson something or other of the main caffeine ones. Obviously, my go-to is the old classic Sakura Splash. It's a sour cherry, isn't it? So, we're on to stage three of the major. Good news, if you don't know, the change for this major is stage three is all BO3s. So for people who don't know, at the last major, a detail people don't know is, you know, people know that in the Austin major, Vitality lost that BO1 to Legacy, which ruined their match streak. It didn't ruin the BO3, BO5 streak, but it ruined the match streak. At the Budapest major, people forget that actually they lost to FaZe, the same FaZe that could have gone out in stage one. They lost to FaZe in the BO1s in the stage three. So in stage three, no more BO1s. It's all BO3 the whole way. So it should actually make the pick'em easier to do overall because there should be less flukes. And crucially, it should make the simulator way more accurate because it's BO3. We can do proper breakdowns. We can analyze all the different series, etc. And I think that'll make it actually a lot easier to get to the playoffs with a chance to get the diamond coin. Now, why am I saying get to the diamond coin? Not you get to the diamond coin. Me get to the diamond coin. Daddy get to the diamond coin. So here's why. Because if you go in game, you will see on this stage, light work, I got 6. And by the way, I could have had more. I actually had 6 after, I think I had 5 or 6 after, before day 3 had even finished. Because I got these two here, 3 zeros. And I got the 0-3. And then I had this really quick bet boom. And I assume G2 was the other one. So let's have a quick run through of what happened here. Obviously, I didn't get these 3, did I? Now, technically, if you saw my last video, I did put bait through, didn't I? But there's a detail there. I actually wanted to change last second to Payne, so I put in the comments that I changed to Payne. By the way, Payne could have made it. I actually thought Payne should have beaten Monty here, and then they would have gotten through, so I would have had 7 then. But, so I didn't do bait in the end, so I don't get that one. So if you look at what I picked, so I picked Ty Lue here. Don't even regret that, it's just they actually beat Payne here. Aside from that, they were pretty irrelevant. I guess they beat Astralis, but Astralis was really bad. I actually took Astralis just from player strength, and I thought maybe the last month could be like a one-off. Turns out they actually just played really fucking bad. Fawzi played absolutely terribly, unfortunately. Fawzi had a pretty shit time at calling, so pretty bad tournament from them. The Payne one, I said I don't really regret because they could have beaten Monty, and obviously if you saw that big game, bruh, are we having a laugh? They actually went into the third map. The first half was 7-5, a CT on Dust 2. It's German CS on Dust 2, for fuck's sake, boys. You would think Blame F was going off. You'd think they'd be able to get over the land. They couldn't, because that Sizzy kid who was 16 years old. By the way, his birthday's in December. He's not even going to be 17 until December. 16-year-old on LAN at a major fucking smurfed that series and was really good on that third map. Even though I think Grix has a lot of potential, he's a good player, he ate Grix the fuck up. It was really impressive stuff, I've got to say. People will know I was sceptical of that move because I thought Hetrick was actually a decent tier 1 AWPer. At first, it looked like a bad move. Now this guy's starting to show some results. Obviously, I got the Bet Boom one. Legacy, I was confident somewhat in because I think they've just been a good team recently. They've proven it. I think Lato was actually like a top 10 player in the world right now. He's really fucking good against all levels of teams. G2, I think you just had to honour that at this stage they'd be good enough, maybe not beyond that. Yeah, I think I'm pretty comfortable with these picks. I knew FlyQuest was just going to be a bad shape. They hadn't even beaten anyone who qualified to stage 2 in stage 1. So, if we now go to stage 3... what we're going to do is this. We're going to talk about all the teams. Then we're going to do the simulator. Good old Majors.im is back up again. And when we do the simulator, then we're going to figure out afterwards how we're going to do our pick'ems. And whereas on the other ones, I tended to just go off the simulator. I might at the end switch 1 or 2. Because I think for this phase, with it being BO3s, you can potentially look to get cheeky with it. So let's do the little breakdown. So Vitality is coming in, obviously, in unbelievable overall form. No one really cares about that last tournament because, by the way, just to remind you, BetBoom had to have like the game of their lives to win that one. It was still close, could have been 2-0 for Vitality. Then in the round of six, they played the second best team in the world, who basically almost only loses to them, Na'Vi, who's even been playing them close at their peak. And Na'Vi still had a close series, which Vitality could have won. So I look at that. I know they didn't practice between Blast Rivals and that tournament. In fact, they weren't even in the same room most of the time. Apex and Mezzi were on one side of the country, and the other three, Zewu, Rops and Flames, were at like the Yosemite National Park. So the real Vitality will be fucking sick at this tournament. And since this is BO3s, and in this system, I've told you, there's no loophole anymore. Don't do weird gambles on the 3-0. If you don't know, on the old system, where it didn't matter if you put a 3-0 team in here, the move was to put all the best teams in here, and then just on 3-0, take borderline teams to get through overall, and just see who has like the ceiling to go and do a 3-0. So I'll give you an example. On the old system, you would have gone with like an Aurora, or like a Mouse, because these are borderline teams. But you think if those players hit the top form, they could 3-0. You don't want to do that anymore. Now, what you want to do, especially with BO3s, is only pick the two pit teams you think are the best overall in BO3s, and when we do the simulator, to go 3-0. Similarly, when it comes to the 0-3s, it's going to be a lot easier to figure them out. So, Vitality, I think, is going to be fucking amazing. I actually think, in some ways, they're better now than they were last year. You have to remember, we didn't have this Falcons team at this level last year. They'd maybe just had the little spike when they'd just gotten Modesty, but that was a brand new lineup on a honeymoon. So even though Vitality was insane back then, I actually don't think that like Rops is quite as dominant. Obviously, Flames started the year in same form in a way we've never seen before. Zewu, you could actually argue, was better this season than he was in the first season last year. Second season was more scoffed, but they still were the best team, I thought, going into the major despite Fury's run, because I hadn't seen Fury do it at a major yet. So I think it's very easy to pick Vitality to win this tournament. So, spoiler, I think you know where I'm going with that one. Na'Vi, here's what's funny. Remember how the year went? They began the year like, nah, maybe they actually got fooled a little bit by that run at Budapest where they didn't make the final. Yeah, they looked like they should have. They beat Furia. They obviously in the group stage played an awesome game against Vitality. Maybe they would have given them a good game in the final, especially because there'll be a lot of pressure on Vitality to win the back-to-back majors. But they didn't do that. So it looked early on like, you know what? Mikaze is good, but is he really going to be world-class? Like, is he actually even going to be as good overall as someone like GL was? He's putting GL in the toilet for me now. The last few tournaments in general, he's played awesome CS. Little bit of a drop in the odd game against Vitality for obvious reasons. That's the one team he tends to struggle against. I think overall they look excellent. Wonderful is better than he's ever been, I think. Although he was pretty good last year at the Major 2. Imma's even been doing half decently. What else? Bit's got his form back. The map pool's better than it's ever been. They've got the Anubis now in a way they never had before. So suddenly they don't have the like scoffed map pool even. They can even map pool-wise match up with a Vitality now. It's suddenly just looking like not only the true second best team, but a team you'd expect to go very deep in this tournament. Falcons is obviously the sexy one, isn't it? Not me. Falcons is the sexy one because they have the monster of Monesi. They have Keisuke. Now it looks like Carrigan fixed Keisuke and made him a legit star even in playoffs. Tessus even looks a bit better. It looks like Carrigan and him play off each other. Go check out that roster mechanic episode with Loz Raposa. Nico's struggling in playoffs and finals a bit. Still, he's only supposed to be the third star now. And so, yes, Carrigan's fragged really badly, but to be fair, that's the first, his worst events are the first two events with Falcons. If you don't know, he had like 8 days practice and then I think went straight to the second tournament. And so I think he just spent those days working on Keisuke, working with Tessus, figuring out how to call for Monesi and then figuring out what their map pool is going to be. So actually, they're a team where I look at them and I think, actually, I expect them to be even better at this major. Carrigan to his level, I assume he's been in the DM for the last week and a half or whatever. And then I expect them to be a team that should cruise through this stage and has a real chance to win the major. I'm sure someone like Na'Vi hopes that they are going to beat Vitality. They're one of the few teams that has in the past done it. So I think this is a really sexy roster coming into the major. Mongols, I think, is a little bit scuffed. The problem is the most recent roster mechanic one was about them. They have 9-10 is like a borderline star. After that, they actually have quite low firepower. It's just, it's well-distributed firepower and it works for their style. They have that fast go button where they have a lot of early aggressive attacks. And so it's a lot about Blitz making himself a fragger, setting himself up. You've got 9-10 working as the freelancer and Harper. Then you've got Tekno, sort of the support element, but has good aim. Mazzino has good aim, but he's just young and you never know how he's going to play overall. Cobra Zero isn't even asked to play like Senzu. He's just an all right player in the team. He just has to get by and not in. I think they're a borderline team to even make it through this stage. I actually think, props to them, mad props, what they've done this last season. Some of the wins they've gotten over top teams are impressive. I just don't believe it's going to happen at the major. Paravision is a team that you would have thought, I would say, Paravision is the revelation of this season, because they started by winning that Blast Bounty. Then they were in a big final. They made the odd playoffs. They can play even teams like Vitality close, like Blast Rotterdam. Problem is, that was all in the first like 3 or 4 months or so. The last month or two, they have dropped like a stone. The individual players are shitting the bed. Belchenok, Nauta are doing really badly. Zello has bad stats, but he's asked to do a lot in the team. GM has good stats. Sway is a good CT anchor. The problem with their team is, I think they're a known quantity now. I think they've seen their ceiling, their honeymoon with Zwei. I think they've dropped off. I expect them to actually be quite a rough team here. It's BO3s all the way, so maybe GM can call one against the pressure of the BO3s. But I've got to say, I don't think they're a relevant team at this tournament. Aurora is a really, really interesting one. And the reason I say this is, they actually probably get mildly underrated because of how underwhelming they are in playoffs. Because they just almost never do anything in playoffs. I mean, what did they do really? They just did that one like run at the beginning of the year to a final. After that, they've bombed a whole bunch of playoffs and fucked up a bunch of times. But people forget, with the exception of one tournament, I think it was like IM Rio, where they had to lose to Na'Vi in the lower bracket. Like, why is Na'Vi down there? But okay, they actually are a team where they always make the playoffs. But here's where I'm going to get interesting when I come to my picks. They always make the playoffs at the regular tournaments, though. If you have a look at prestige tournaments, a lot of people, I actually noticed, missed this. They were just going off recent form. At prestige tournaments, Aurora is sus as fuck when it comes to making the playoffs, including majors, by the way. You're going to have to go back quite a while to see them actually having impressive performances at majors. So that whole, they're the group stage merchants. Yeah, at normal tournaments. This isn't a normal tournament. Furia, I actually think, are one of the sleepers. Like, Falcons is the sleeper in the sense people are just hating on them and assuming they're going to be trash and they can't win. Furia are the real sleepers because they haven't done it yet. They keep flattering to deceive. Like, they keep having matches against Vitality in Rio. They keep having games where it's like, they played awesome against Falcons but lost. They played well against Spirit but lost at PGL Astana. You just look, though, crucially for me is this. The map pool's somewhat stabilized. They were in a bad place about 2 months ago. They have actually gotten the fragging back, even Yuri fragged at Rio. Molodoy looks way better. He actually did very well in that series against Falcons, even though I thought Monacy Smurf generally. He's doing those playmaking attempts where he doesn't even have to get an ace or a 3K, just that one kill on the AWPer or a couple of big kills. And the way he plays puts fate into the opponent. I think Fury is a sleeper, and I think they're going to be a playoff team. Everyone will know from the first episode of Roster Mechanic, I'm not a fan of the mouse roster. And crucially, they don't have it. They've been using JL to stand in at these tournaments. Exertion's had to frag out of his mind as the new fragging IGL. And it's made them an interesting team who've actually had some pretty good wins all in all in BO3. But they haven't won the tournaments. They haven't gone quite as deep. They've gone decent playoff runs. The problem here is JL's not here. They're bringing Brolan back. And presumably in this case, I mean, I'm not sure, but it's implied. I assume you keep Exertion IGL and Brolan's not the IGL now. I don't know, because I don't know that Exertion, who can sometimes be a bit chalky at big prestige events, I don't know how he's going to call it a major and how Brolan's going to adapt to not being IGL. In theory, he should be better, but I also think probably on a different team. Zelix is 17 years old, guys. A 17-year-old kid at a major. Listen, Sizzy just smurfed as a 16-year-old. Donk was unbelievable as a 17-18-year-old, but you never know. That's the exception to the rule. I would expect Zelix will have hard times here, especially because it's a really stacked stage three. VRS did a really great job. And you've got that factor of, he's never been here before. He's barely played any tournaments in general at Tier 1. This guy was an academy player, what, like a month or so ago? I think Foot is going to be the team that I said earlier. If Paravision was supposed to be the revelation, they're not. The revelation of this split is Foot, and I think this major is well short. I already told you on the last video they would smash that stage. I knew they'd be really strong. I think they have such a strong squad. People really underestimate the flaw of talent in this team, and not just talent like potential. I mean talent that actually manifests on the server, game after game after game. And one of the reasons why they have that, like, I think it's like 55% win rate on Mirage, is because they play everyone on Mirage, and they're unreal on it, but the best teams in the absolute world have also played them and taken wins against them, etc. Remember, they almost beat fucking Vitality at the would have been Blast Rivals, right? The one where they had TAC. Not that I'm thinking of G2 there. It's the one where they had, was it actually IM Rio? It was the one where they couldn't use Laux because he was ill, and they had to use Coolio, their coach, and they genuinely won a map and they almost beat Vitality. It was big time shit. So I think they are a very good team in this stage. I'll be interested to see what they do in the rest of the tournament. Spirit smurfed the fuck out of stage two. I told you, in this system, you just put them as a 3-0 in stage two. It was easy. I didn't know Donk would go that supernova because almost no one ever's gone that insane. But Donk is insane right now. Whether they have any coach behind them, they look rejuvenated. Tenet's playing well. By the way, if it was actually Softic that's making Tenet play well, how's that work? Softic isn't at the fucking tournament, you mad fuck. He's not even in the country. It's actually now a stuffed frog is now their coach. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. That's just Tanay playing well. And since Halley is the overall coach, as long as Halley, which is implied, he's not going to be at the event either, by the way. As long as what happens in the future is Halley's the one who's the overall coach at home with the practice working on strats with Magics, who played really well at stage two, by the way. And then Softic stands behind him to help with some of this utility stuff and timeouts. I think that's the best of both worlds. I told you, as soon as I heard that news, they were going to bring him on as the assistant, not just the academy coach. I thought, what a banger fucking move. Spirit should be a really strong team here. G2, I actually have to say, I thought there was moments in the last stage where they could have fucked up. Overall, they did do well, I thought. I think overall, they didn't really like have the slip-up I worried about. I'm really worried for this stage, though. I actually think their team's a little bit underwhelming. The only player I think is actually truly world-class is Heavy God. And because he's your anchor and your lurky player, that's not the best position to have them from. It's probably one of the worst positions to have a star from. It would be like having a team, a football team, where your only star is like the right back. That's the only world-class player you have. You're going to have a really hard time winning games. Meanwhile, if you only had a star that was like an aggressive, an attacking midfielder or a striker, he could just steal games for you and win games for you. That's the problem G2 has. Also, the calling has looked sus already at times, and I think it's going to be way worse here. Their mid-rounding is not it for me. So I think they're going to do really poorly in this stage. BetBoom have been the revelation of this tournament so far, because even with the scoffed roster, which actually is better in terms of players, bizarrely, just not roles, people like Flammer standing in are doing awesome. I actually think they've done amazingly to get to this point, but this is the obvious point of the talk where they fail, because it's all BO3s, it's all the best teams in the world, and now the best teams in the world even have a decent mini sample size of how you play to break you down. So that means when you play Vitality, Na'Vi, Falcons, Mongols, Paravision, Furia, these are teams I trust, maybe a mouse, but they've got the scuffed roster, Spirit. These are the teams where I trust those coaches to break you the fuck down. So you're going to really struggle in this stage, I've got to say. The firepower might mean you don't go 0-3, but you're going to struggle. 9Z, I'll tell you what, hats off. It's really impressive they made it this far. With that said, I also think their team looked good fragging at stage one, stage two sort of area. They're not going to have any chance here. They are an underpowered team against this type of field. And because it's all BO3s, I think they have almost no chance whatsoever. I could even see a world where they actually went 0-3. Monty, obviously, props to them for making it. I thought Big would make it over them. Not Big. Who was it that they played against? Payne. I thought Payne would make it over them. Obviously, the Izuwu guy had like a life fucking stage where he went crazy. Even then, he had the odd map they lost that he didn't do that well in. But yeah, overall, the stage, he had an amazing performance. Gizmi called a great tournament. It just can't continue, can it? This is already their major. Making it to stage three is success for them. This is already a good performance by this team, in my opinion. Bates, another team that were touch and go to make it this far. I thought about picking them last time. I went against them in the end. I didn't know 16-year-old Sizzy would pop the fuck off at the end, did I? By the way, they almost didn't make it through that stage. So I also think they're a semi-sus team for the BO3s when it comes to here. I think basically these teams here, these bottom six, are mainly just going to be beating each other. Or they might get lucky and beat like a mouse. Or maybe Aurora and Mongols shit the bed. But even then, they probably should be favoured over them. Then you've lastly got Legacy. I actually think Legacy, unlike Gamer Legion, is the legit team that rolls up in the last month before the major. They actually look like the style from Art is much better. It's got the slower style and the fast style. You're having the massive performances from Lato, who I think is a top 10 player in the world right now against all levels of competition. You've got just generally, the map pool's pretty decent. Like, I actually think this is a team that can surprise here, even though I don't know yet if I'll actually pick them. They might be my last team to pick. Let's go and see. So, first things first, it just so happens you've got the greatest analyst of all time at the veto stage, at your fingertips, ready to break it down for you. So Paravision against 9Z. In theory, you'd expect Paravision to win. But I'll tell you what, let's see what the veto is, because 9Z, actually, fragging-wise, can probably match up with them. So you go down here. They played at Astana, where 9Z won. The veto is Paravision always takes out Nuke. Now, that's actually a good map to take out against 9Z, by the way. 9Z are an Anubis banner, but it looks like this is like a second ban type map from Paravision. So if we go look at that past series, Anubis came out from 9Z because they have to ban it. Paravision takes up the nuke. 9Z picks Infernal, which we all know classically as it is here. It's never going to be a high win rate for Jim. It's just one that in his best games against the best teams of the world, he calls sometimes an amazing CT side on. It's just they're not generally a really high firepower team. Then Paravision picked the Ancient. Right, that's a map that you can see. It's a good win rate, but not even the most played. Okay, a bit more touch and go. You'd probably favour that they could go 1-1 on these. The side up would have been Mirage, which is obviously where Jim has put on some masterclasses as well, calling on CT side, even though, as usual, Jim is one of the weirdest players ever. He can have on Inferno or Mirage, sometimes shit like this, a 25% win rate, but then you go and look, and he's beating like some of the best teams in the world. So, let's see, he beat Falcons. This was a good game against Vitality. Now, admittedly, this is because I've already done last 3 months. If I did all of 2026, you'd see all the brilliant wins. So you go back to here. You beat Aurora, you beat Falcons, you beat Furia. That was Falcons with a stand-in, but you still beat them. That was in the final. You beat Furia, you beat Spirit. They're just a weird team on that one map. So I've got to say, if you look at the Vitor, if it ends up again as Inferno, Ancient, Mirage, the question becomes, let's just check for 9Z a second. Oh, the Mirage is so sus for them, though. That's the problem. Here's the problem. I think firepower-wise, 9Z can get this, but I also think Paravision actually is overall the better team. Right, okay, here's the proper simulator. Use this website. Just use HLTVs for this one. It turns out the images that I have one's just fucking broken. So let me see. The problem here is I do expect at some point the pressure of the major to get to 9Z. And obviously, James is a better caller. So I'll say Paravision wins that one. Then we'll do Mongols versus BetBoom. Immediately, the firepower of BetBoom interests me. But it's going to depend on the veto because Mongols is a team that has like 2.5 maps they're pretty good on. Because obviously, classically, I don't care what the score says. They obviously love the Mirage. They've got way better on the Inferno, but they won't get to play against BetBoom, and they do like the Ancient. Now, crucially here, BetBoom takes out their Inferno, which is big, but also Mongols takes out their Anubis, even though not all of these are going to be with this exact same roster. The issue here is this. I do think, in theory, Mongols should win, but let's think what a Vitor would be. Let's just look what BetBoom picked last time. So BetBoom took out Overpass, picked Mirage, and left us two. So took out Overpass. Maybe they don't even ban the Inferno all the time. Let's go look at the other ones. With this new roster, they do they not ever ban Inferno? Obviously, they've barely had to play any BO3s. So they removed Inferno against Game Legion. Okay, so they would remove the Inferno, I'm pretty sure. So you remove the Inferno. If you pick the Mirage, I actually think you're giving Mongols two maps to potentially win on. Because then they can pick what? A Mirage and an Ancient? A Mirage and a Nuke if they really want, but you probably shouldn't play that against BetBoom. Dust 2 Decide is an interesting one, though. So the problem here is I could see Mongols winning 2-0, or BetBoom wins if you go to a third one, because I do think their firepower is for real. Let's go look at the two series they did win here. So the two series they had was against Monty, where they won on Nuke and Dust 2. And then against Gamer Legion, they won on Nuke and Ancient. Ooh, that Ancient win's an interesting one because that actually does eliminate probably some of the edges for Mongols. But Mongols are a better team overall. It's just the firepower. You know what? I think I'm actually going to ride with the Mongols one for this one. Normally, I just go with who on paper should be favoured, but I actually think that's pretty good. Let's say that BetBoom gets this one. It's a BO3. I think they've got the warm-up, whereas Mongols is obviously just going to start playing now. If you go then to Vitality versus Foot, listen, really unfair draw for Foot. If you don't know, they now do this stupid thing where instead of one playing 16 in the seeding, one plays 9 because people figured out that in the Swiss system, if you don't do it that way, the best 8 teams can't actually qualify because at the end in the 2-2 game, two of them play like it's something like, you know, fucking 7 and 8 playing the 2-2 game or something stupid. So they instead they do this and go, you have to do that in Swiss. You don't have to use Swiss. Yes, Swiss is better than round robin, but I actually would prefer to just have best of three GSL groups and just divide them up into four GSL groups. Have the top two go through to the playoffs. I think that's a way better format. Get rid of this dog shit of one versus next. That's unfair to Foot. Foot just 3-0, smashed the last stage. Their reward, the best team to ever play Counter-Strike and the fucking cast iron number one team in the world. That is so fucking unfair. With that said, I've wanted to see this matchup with the real Foot, not with Lounce, with Coolio pulling instead of Lounce, because I think that they have the beginner's luck slash mindset of like, hey, we can do this. They've got the Mirage, which you need to go against Vitality, and they've got the firepower crucially. Their IGL Krabeni can frag as well as like two or three of the Vitality players. So this is actually a big fucking series for me. Obviously, I imagine Rops will beat his Lithuanian counterpart in the Baltics of fucking Juggs, who's just 17 years old. Who knows how Lamps will do at this stage of a major. You imagine that you'll have a good performance from who else? That's actually one consideration, is Lamps is new at the majors. Cemetery's just not a sick opponent. He was way better. Demon had an amazing stage too, but I've always thought his aim's good, but he's a little bit lost sometimes in his roles. If you go and look when they played over here, like I say, this was a winnable series, even with their coach standing in. They won on Dust 2. The Mirage was close. If they have their real Lamps player back and he plays well, the Mirage has a better chance. It should be a similar series. I mean, you imagine you take out the Ancient. They take out the Inferno. Now, if you're Vitality, I'll just throw this out now. If you want to get cheeky, pick Anubis. You've been winning on it recently. They don't like it. You can just go straight into that pick. Wait there a second. Because Foot does remove the Inferno. So you could get cheeky since you've built up the Anubis. But will you do that? I don't know. I mean, you've got a couple of days, so I'll certainly consider putting that in. So I've got to say, look, this is all to say, who gives a shit? Obviously, you pick a Vitality win that series. But I think you have to honour the fact that Foot has upset potential there, just as a BO3, isn't it? Then again, they're warmed up. Vitality isn't. Vitality hasn't played in a week or two, right? Then we've got Mouse versus Legacy. Now, this is a spicy meatball. Because I actually think Mouse, fair play to them, what they did with that JL roster. Who knows what's going to happen with Brolan coming back? And he hasn't had any, he's got ring rust, hasn't he? He hasn't had any stage time for a while. I think Legacy looks fucking legit. They look like they really could be like the 10th or 9th best team in Counter-Strike and actually be a team that can make some playoffs, even if they're not going to win many playoff series. It's all about how they match up, isn't it? So, both teams are Anubis banners. Now, that is interesting because typically, you can force the underdog team to be the Anubis banner, and I imagine Legacy will ban it no matter what. So that gives an extra ban to Mouse, which means they could ban, I mean, who knows, because it's with Brolan, right? But you could take out a Dust 2, which has been a good map for Legacy. You could take out maybe an Inferno, which is a map they can run a little bit wild on. So, with that said, where do I go on this one? Because this is with the old roster. This is with the old roster. And I do think the firepower has been impressive. But I also just don't think there's any way Exertion can play as insane as he did there. Zalix is new to him. You know what? I actually think Art's a better call than Exertion just started out on all the maps. I apparently called on some. I think I'll say Legacy wins that game. Falcons versus G2 is also a delicious drama-filled game. Because if you don't know, it's the first time the new Falcons with Carrigan is playing against G2. Well, obviously that means Monacy and Nico are playing against Hunter. And you've got Carrigan against Hunter. So Hunter really has to test as an IGL, right? I think his mid-rounding is poor. Carrigan's probably the best mid-rounder to ever play Counter-Strike. Certainly, honourable mention to Glaive, he might be 1B. So I think this is an interesting one right now. We have no idea generally how the Vito got. They haven't played this season in general, even before Carrigan, by the way. So at the moment, crucially, Falcons bans Overpass, but they picked Dust 2 against Mouse, and they picked Ancient because Legacy picked it against Legacy when they beat them in the group stage. And then against M80, they picked Ancient. So Ancient pick against G2, not good. That's one of their best maps. Bear in mind, you're going to take out their overpass. So already you get an edge by taking out their overpass. They take out your nuke, which, by the way, fair enough. That has been a map they've enjoyed. Lost it to 9Z. The rest of them are all close, though, so it's not the end of the world you're taking that out. Yeah, I'm going to take this to be Falcons. I do think they win that one. Could be 2-1, though. Then we're going to do Furia versus Bait. I'm already heavily favouring Furia, but let's see the Vito. Furia always takes out the Anubis. So does Bait, though. So you can probably force them to take it out, which means you can then take out the Ancient, which is one of their better maps. That's a great veto already. That's a great veto already. So yes, I'm going to take Furia for that one. And then I have two more. I have Na'Vi versus Spirit, another incredibly unfair matchup, in this case for both teams, but I would say actually for Na'Vi. Like, why do you get one of the few teams that has the firepower to beat you and a player that can beat you? And they've even beaten you this year. I think it was Krakow they played or whatever. Why do you have to play them as the number two team in the world? So you can also spin it the other way and say it's unfair for Vitality and Na'Vi to have to play these teams that are that good. I hate this seeding system. So, they, yes, it was Krakow. And even then it was close on Mirage and would have gone to a third, and that would have been interesting, wouldn't it? And that was before Mikaze leveled up. That was before Wonderful got his game back together again. That's before maybe Bit even got some of his best play going. It's before they figured out the Anubis. So crucially for me, you take out their Inferno, they take out your Overpass, not really a big deal there. They can play Anubis at the moment, so would they dare pick it? Because I think recently they've been picking it. That would be a good angle for Na'Vi, I've got to say. But you have to figure, if you go to the Mirage and the Dust 2, you have very good chances for Spirit, and those are very likely to be the other two maps, in my opinion. Even the Ancients being better. Yeah, you know what? I'm taking Spirit to win this one. Actually, wait a minute, fuck. No, I am. I'm actually going to take Spirit to win this one. By the way, if you don't know, I'll tell you right now at the beginning, this is why for your 3-0s, you need to really concentrate on this veto, because most people are taking Vitality Auto, and then they're taking Na'Vi or Spirit, right? Na'Vi's a team with, against the normal field, they have a very good chance to go 3-0. I think that Spirit is the team that can beat them head to head. And I think Spirit has just got Donk in insane form with the rest of the team fixed. So I think it's more likely that Na'Vi can like fuck up one time. So I'm actually going to probably take Spirit since I've taken a win this game here. The last one is Aurora versus Monty. As I said, Aurora, pretty sus at majors. Monty, just they had no business even being here. I mean, look at the entire roster. Fair play to them for making it this far. But even then, it took a life game from this guy. And I'm sorry, this guy hasn't called at this level. I don't know, I just don't buy it. You even look at the veto, you take out their old pass, that doesn't do anything for you. They take out one of your better maps, admittedly not by massive sample size. And where are you going to beat them? You're going to beat them on Dust 2? Aurora have some really sick players for Dust 2. If Aurora plays Inferno, they probably beat you. Okay, there's Nuke. But will you ever pick it? Let's go look what they've picked at this tournament. Payne picked Nuke into them. Betboom picked Nuke into them, even though, and they even lost it. So I don't believe you'll pick that. So I've got to say, I'm going to take Aurora for this one, just for this match, which sets the next set of matches, doesn't it? So Vitality against Legacy, I'm going to take Vitality for that one. Falcons against Betboom, we're taking Falcons for that one. Paravision against Spirit, that's an easy Spirit win for me. Aurora against Furia, I'm going to take Furia personally to win this one. Na'Vi against Bait, we're taking Na'Vi all day. Mongols against Monty, should be Mongols. Mouse against 9Z. If I'm going to take Paravision to beat them, I probably should take Mouse to beat them. Foot against G2, I think Foot is going to win that one all day long. I mean, they played, obviously, in the last stage. I just think Foot's a much better team. Vitality versus Furia is potentially a fun game if Molodoy turns up. I'm going to take Vitality to win that one. Spirit versus Falcons. Now, this is one of the spiciest games you can have. That game was fucking mega for a couple of maps. I am going to say Spirit's better, though. So I'll take Spirit to win that one. Betboom against Mouse. I'm just a Mouse skeptic at the moment, so I'll probably just take Betboom. Because I can't know the Mouse map pool either. Legacy against Mongols, I think I take Legacy. Na'Vi against Foot is a really spicy one, but I've got to go with Na'Vi, even though I think Foot has real potential there, especially because they can play the Mirage. Paravision against Aurora. Now, here's a fucking Sophie's choice, except I want both to die, in a sense, in a video game, aka the Major, Counter-Strike. Oh, Paravision against Aurora. I feel like Aurora just gets them with skill. G2 against Monty. G2 wins that one. I guess Monty really going to beat G2 at a best of three. If they do, God bless. Bait against 9Z. I think the better team is Bait, but the firepower's on 9Z. So I guess I'm going to have Monty and 9Z potential 0-3s. Yes, I think that makes sense. These two make sense. Then we've got to figure out the ones in the middle. So Falcons against Aurora. Falcons wins that one. Furia Betboom, that's a Furia win. Na'Vi Legacy, that should be obviously be a Na'Vi win. Foot against Bait, Foot wins that one. Paravision G2, oh. Oh. Who wins this game? I think Paravision, because James is a much better caller, but the firepower can be there for G2 if someone like Nerds or some Pius turns up. That's a fucking tough one. Mongols against Mouse is another rough one. Because I feel like the firepower from Mouse can win this series. And historically, they even like maps like Ancient. I think I'll say Mouse wins that one. So the 2-2 games, I've got Legacy versus Paravision. Well, that's already spicy. Because I told you it was borderline if I would take Legacy to get through. But by this logic, I guess I'm taking them to get through to the tournament. Bet Boom against Foot. Foot wins that one. Bet Boom's miracle ends now. Aurora versus Mouse at the end. Now, this is fucking tough. This is tough. Because I wasn't planning on picking either team for my playoffs. But who was I going to take instead is the question, isn't it? Because I wasn't going to take Bet Boom, I don't think. Not to win this many BO3s. Paravision I could have taken. Who wins Aurora versus Mouse? I think it probably should be Aurora because they're the better overall team. Even though I said they don't do well at majors, I'm maybe going to take them to go there. So let's go and do that in the game. Yes, I'm going to take Vitality instantly as a 3-0. As I say, I think because of the matchup and because of the overall ceiling, I'm going to take Spirit to be the 3-0 team because it's all BO3s, which means Na'Vi goes straight into the 3-1. Falcons goes into the 3-1. I don't think they're ready yet to win all these BO3s. They still have to power up and get Carrigan online as a fragger. Fury is going to make it through. Who else? Then you come to the harder ones. I think Foot makes it. I'm very confident on that one. 0-3s. I mean, it's obviously these teams down here, but I got to say, Monty I'm pretty confident on. And I think I'm going to take 9Z as the other one. I think their run ends here. Now, the other two here, I put as Legacy and Aurora when I just did my simulator. So Legacy, I don't mind. I think that's a very plausible one. It's just because of who Mongols plays is the problem. Like, if I run it back on the simulator, they could beat Bet Boom. You know what? Let me go and check that. What happens if they beat Bet Boom? Let's look at that a second. If I change it to they beat Bet Boom, they play a Fury there, so they lose. So Fury wins that one. I'll have to do all the... And it changes all the matchups. So Spirit wins that still. We'll just do this quickly for the sake of just seeing if Mongols wins his first game. Aurora Pirates, and I said I think Aurora wins that one. So then you get Spirit versus Vitality in the 2-0 though. So it depends if you think the Mongols beats Bet Boom, because then that means you can't do the 2-3-0s. Because, what am I missing here? I'm missing one. Oh, I haven't done these ones here. Mouse versus Monty should be Mouse. Foot. G2 versus Bet Boom. Probably take Bet Boom for that one. So then we have Vitality. Then Vitality plays Fury. That's okay. Then Spirit beats Aurora. Okay. Then we have... I think Mouse wins that one. Legacy wins this one. Na'Vi versus Foot. Yes, Falcons. Na'Vi. 9Z versus Monty. I'd probably favour 9Z. Bait versus G2. Should be G2. Legacy Fury wins that one. Falcons wins that one. Na'Vi wins that one. Foot wins that one. Mongols probably wins that one. I'll say Bet Boom wins that one. Legacy Mongols. I'll say Legacy gets that one. Foot wins this one. Aurora. It just changes that I get Aurora at the end. I still don't put Mongols in. So it doesn't end up mattering unless I think Mongols beats Legacy. That is interesting. You know what? I had said there's a very valid reason before not to take Aurora. But if I look at my two different simulator outcomes I think are going to happen, I think I've got to take them as the last team. I do think they're a real team and Santaris can be really good even with a hand injury. Wakedi has had a breakout season. I even think the Soulfly guy was all right at the beginning of the season. He just hasn't been that good overall since then. So this is what I'm picking. This is my pick-ems. We're locked in now, boys. Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it, a special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content, or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic. If any of these perks appeal to you, or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skulluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon link.